Chapter 28. Control. I say, I can help you, but I have one condition. I want full control over the ship. If we manage to get the ship back, the captain and the other two prisoners agree. They give me full control over the ship and over their lives. We free the prisoners. Then, we go back to the forest. I give them guns, and we start to plan the attack. In the middle of our conversation, we see that the sailors, who stand guard, wake up. They stand up. They shout to three other men, who were near to them. At that moment, we shoot the guards. Then, the captain speaks to the three other men. He doesn't want to shoot them, but they must be loyal to him and help him get the ship back. They agree. We tie them and leave them on the beach. The other three men, who hear the shots, come back. They see that the situation has changed. We are five. We have a lot of guns. The situation is bad for them. They also say that they want to be loyal to the captain. We tie these men too. We hide our six prisoners in the forest. Then I and the captain have finally time to talk to each other. I tell him my story, and he is shocked. He also thanks me a lot for my help. He and his two friends are hungry, so we go to my house. I show them the results of my work during all the years on the island. They are surprised when they see what I have. But we don't have much time to explore my home. We have to plan how to get the ship back. There are 16 men on board, and we are only five. First, we decide to take everything out of the boat. We think that the sailors can send another boat to the island if the men from the first boat don't come back with the next high tide. In the morning, we hear a gun. It's a signal from the ship. After some time, we hear the gun again and again. There is no answer. Then we see that the sailors take another boat and go to the beach. We see eight men. They all have guns. The captain tells me that six men are still loyal to him. But there is also the man who is the leader of the rebellion. The captain thinks that it's difficult to beat them. But I tell him that we have a good chance to win. But we have to do something quickly. The captain trusts two of our prisoners. They promise to fight on our side. We give them weapons. We are seven men ready to fight. We wait for the arrival of the boat. When the boat reaches the beach, the men jump out of the boat. They pull the boat on the beach. Then, they run to the other boat. They are surprised when they see the boat empty. They call their friends. They shout. Then, they shoot in the air, but it's all useless. Nobody shouts back. The sailors are confused. They don't understand the situation. They start to put the boat in the water again. It looks like they want to go back to the ship to tell the others that there is a problem. When the captain sees this, he is afraid that they can go back to the ship and leave the island forever. But 10 seconds later, the sailors change their plan. Now, they leave three men in the boat. The other five men go to the forest to look for their friends.